You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
I just stumbled onto one of your videos on YouTube, and it made me smile, made me laugh, made me happy to see so many critical thinking people. I'm reminded of something Bertrand Russell said: religion is something left over from the infancy of our intelligence. It will fade away as we adapt reason and science as our guidelines. Well, anytime now. Thank you.
Hi, it's Scott from Sydney, Australia again. I think I was cut off, but all I wanted to say was to keep it up. Keep up the good work and know that your messages are being heard far and wide. And I wish you all the success in the world.
My name is Don Henniger in Indio, California. I am a retired senior and a new member of Atheist Republic. I am very much looking forward to learning everything I can and happy to join here. Thank you.
Hi, this is Simin. I'm an agnostic person and I came from Islamic country, and I know two people that government tortured them in our country and because of their belief. And I just want to know if you and your website and your friends can help us to make clear that in our country, in Islamic country, there is no option to be an agnostic or atheist. And it's very good if we can release news to Amnesty website or some popular websites to release this news about torture. And I really appreciate if you respond my voice, and I'm waiting for you. Thank you very much.
Hello, Atheist Republic. I'm an atheist and I totally support you. And one message I want to convey to religious people is, if you want to practice your religion, practice on your own. Don't care about someone else, what he's wearing, what he's printing on his goddamn shirt. Shut the fuck up and do your work.
Hi guys, my name is Prasad and I'm from India. So first of all, a very big thank you to Atheist Republic, this website, which is letting all the atheists around the world to speak out their views on atheism and their problems, and they are trying to solve their problems. It's a very good initiative by them. And in some countries, atheism is a crime, it's like a sin, but in our country, it's not like that. It's not that serious. Anyone can be an atheist, or they can change into any religion. So I'm a bit lucky for that. So my only intention to all God believers, I mean theists, is to ask a question. Only one question is that now entire world is suffering with corona pandemic. Everyone knows that. Who created coronavirus? Either it should be created by man or it should be created by God. If it is created by man, why can't your God remove that from this earth and save his children? If it is created by God himself, why can't he stop that? Why is he killing all the people? Is he a psycho? Is he a killer? Or is he trying to control the population of this world? Believing in God has no point of sense. Without any sense, they are believing in God. I mean, not only uneducated, but fully educated people also are believing in God. The religion, their cock and bull stories, everything is fictional. Like Spider-Man, Avengers is also like a book. All this Ramayana, Bhagavad Gita, Quran, Bible, each and everything is just a fictional book which contains fictional characters. And everyone are taking it as serious as fuck. Believing in God is not wrong. I'm not saying it's not wrong, but have some sense. Don't relate everything to God. If you relate everything, then answer my question. Who created coronavirus, which is killing entire country? You don't have answer, because you also may be the victim of that disease. If you get coronavirus, do you believe in God, or do you stop believing and start atheism? Have some sense. No God is going to cure this disease from this world. Only scientists and doctors, researchers, they are the main gods of this country and each and every country and entire world. Believing in scientists will improve this world, will move this world towards the globalization, will increase the scientists in this country. But our country, there are many babas, I mean fake pastors, babas, our country people believe in them very fastly than in scientists. So India is a developing country. We Indians are blindly brainwashed to God. They are very much dedicated to God, that they go to temple and give 1 lakh rupees or 10,000 rupees, but they don't even give 1 rupee for beggars. That is the fucking logic of your Indians. That is the fucking logic. Without any logic, they believe in God. And that God stories, I mean that fictional stories, is just incest stories. I mean to say that each and every relationship in that story is incest relationship, in my point of view. I'm not against to everything. There should be belief, but in the right way. Most of the politicians, most of the babas, most of the fake pastors, everyone are taking advantage of this situation. They are saying that castor oil and other things, they can cure the coronavirus. If you have dare, if you have guts in your ass, then come forward. Come forward to any media or any channel. I'll come to you. I'll bring the corona patient. Then you cure before me itself. What the fuck? What the hell are you talking, man? No pastor is coming out now. Each and every temple is closed. Each and every masjid is closed. Each and every church is closed. Symbolizing what? It is indicating that your God is not there. Your God also can't.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.